You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. From Greta Thunberg to youth versus apocalypse, young people all over the world are fighting for more sustainable solutions. One of those places is Berkeley, where students have been pushing to make their schools more sustainable for decades. Despite those efforts, there are some subtle issues at play that keep Berkeley schools from being as progressive as they want to be. Reporter Jameson Weiss has that story.
Wow, this school is so nice.
It looks like that on the surface. Spend a week here.
Berkeley High is a public school in the heart of downtown Berkeley with around 3,500 students. I spoke to a couple of them about what they're doing to fight climate change.
I'm Zoe Crean. So I'm the Commissioner of Environmental Sustainability for ASB Leadership, so Associated Student Body Leadership.
I'm Amelia Feria, and I'm the co-president of the BHS Green Team.
They help organize environmental initiatives, and there are a ton. The Waste Committee, for example, sorts the school's recyclables and compostables from the garbage bins. Then there's climate activists. That's for?
Organizing student action. So right now, they are working with Youth vs. Apocalypse to discuss future marches and protests.
There's the Green Team, which raises money to get clean water to schools without access. And in Berkeley?
We also have the Berkeley High Cleanup Crew, and they do cleanups around in parks and other public spaces.
Zoe and Amelia tell me there are lots of other environmental groups on campus, all of which are completely student organized, but...
When we talk to people here, everyone is like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then nothing gets moving. It's kind of hard to get things going.
Because a lot of these efforts have to go through adults.
I don't think it's a lack of caring. It might just be that they have so much on their plate that this kind of takes, it's a second tier issue.
But if you ask those adults?
We're trying to be very green and very sustainable as much as we can be.
That's Rick Keeley. He's the head of purchasing for the Berkeley School District.
My job is to purchase and distribute the food to the various campuses.
He tells me that they've always been searching for new ways to stay sustainable. And this has included preventing food waste and getting rid of plastic straws. One of his more recent initiatives is to improve the serving trays that students use at lunch.
These are two the trays that I'm looking at. So the idea was to get a 5-compartment tray that the kids can put a cup on, put their fruit on, put their salad on, put their hot entree on. The fact that we were able to find it in compostable is a bonus.
But that's when he ran into a problem. It turns out that the material used to make these trays comes from China. President Trump placed tariffs on Chinese imports, and that forced Worldcentric, the company who makes these trays, to raise prices. Mark Marinozzi is vice president of marketing and public relations at Worldcentric.
Admittedly, in full transparency, we do make most of our products overseas, particularly in China. It's been very much a challenge for us to find domestic suppliers for comparable, particularly molded fiber products.
There are some suppliers in the States, but Mark says that there are a few problems with their material. First, the plants used to grow the material domestically are much less efficient than the bamboo and sugar cane that's used in Asia. And Mark says domestic material is generally of lower quality than what they can get from China.
So when we hear about, the Berkeley schools being really challenged with, utilizing our products, I want to express that we have a great deal of empathy about that. However, we can't, at this point, continue to have a sustainable business and continue to absorb the hits on the tariffs.
But when I talk with the students back at Berkeley High, it seemed like the tariffs were just the beginning of their problems with this new initiative.
Even if there is compostable foodware, the compost bins are only in the cafeteria and on some locations outside. So if kids go somewhere else to eat, then they don't even have a compost bin to put their compostable foodware into.
The student leaders bring me to the cafeteria, and they point out that by far the biggest issue is that hardly anybody at Berkeley High even eats there.
You can see there's 100 students in here. We have 3,500, 3,600 students at the school, so I don't see any cafeteria things here, actually. Oh, there's a tray.
It's an open campus. I ask Zoe and Amelia if the cafeteria food is bad or something, and they can't even tell me because they don't eat there.
Almost 100% of my friends have never had lunch in the cafeteria.
Yeah, there's just so many options around downtown that it doesn't really occur to me to come here.
For those students who do get lunch in the cafeteria and have a place to compost, they still may not properly sort their waste.
If you're inside, it can be really confusing because the recycling bins in the classrooms are green, which is associated with composting, and they're not clearly labeled, so you're like, is this paper or cans or food?
Plus, recycling and composting rules are strict. You can get the bin right and still have made a mistake.
There's like a 10% contamination rule where it's like more than that, and they can't actually compost it or they can't recycle it. And I think a lot of times it probably goes over that.
Yeah. And I'm not even 100% sure that these are recyclable.
They tell me that Berkeley High actually has as low a waste diversion rate as any other school in the district. And with the most students of any of the Berkeley schools, they have the biggest impact. Zoe looks at the bigger picture and the global movements young people are trying to lead to protect the planet. The United Nations has predicted that global warming will hit disastrous levels by 2030 if major changes aren't made. And for young people, it feels like that year is quickly approaching.
We're kind of going downhill at this point, and we're approaching a deadline, and it feels like we need immediate action. And I think that has to come from everyone in all areas of our lives. And at this point in time, this is the most pressing issue that our generation is facing, at least. And it's really important to me. I know it's really important to a lot of the students at Berkeley High that we take this issue seriously and we make some big changes so that we can have a world to live in.
But even when people are just trying to act locally, affecting change can be easier said than done. In Berkeley, I'm Jameson Weiss for Cross Currents.
Jameson is a student at UC Berkeley, and he participated in our summer training program.